following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA.
One of the best receivers in the game, one of the most dominant receivers in the game, and I can tell you this, one of the sharpest dressed receivers in the game. Larry Fitzgerald is in the house. Larry, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Oh, you bet. And first things first, it's a Super Bowl. Last year, you were in this situation where you couldn't come to this event because you were playing in the big game. Now you're on the other side working the tables, working the row. Talk about the differences in that. How's it feeling?
This sucks. I'll just be honest with you. I'd much rather be playing in the game. That's the greatest stage that you can have as an athlete, and I truly wish I was there on the field again and be a part of it, but unfortunately I have to watch it this year.
Talk about what it was like, though, the hullabaloo, the hoopla surrounding the Super Bowl, the biggest event in the world. Talk about what it was like to be immersed in that last year, all week.
You know what? I think our coach, Wilson Hunt, did a fantastic job of really keeping us insulated and isolated away from all the hoopla. I mean, he put a curfew on us every night, and it made guys really understand the importance of this game, the magnitude of what we were about to go out there and embark on. So, I think they did a really good job of preparing us for it.
Larry Fitzgerald, my guest. Well, last year you were with Kurt Warner, and Warner had already been to a Super Bowl. What did he teach you about the experience before you got to Arizona?
Well, the preparation. Kurt is huge. He's a huge guy in preparation. And, he crosses all of his I's, all of his T's and dots his I's, and really is a true professional in every aspect of the word. And, all you got to do is follow his lead and watch how he carries himself and how he works every day on the field and in the classroom. You know how to do it.
Talk about how he plays on the field. You're talking about a guy that's pushing 40, had one of the best years of his career this year. How much better did he make you as a receiver?
Oh, he made me so much better. When I first got in the NFL, I was a guy that just wanted to run down the field and catch goals and jump over people all the time. And Kurt told me if I wanted to be, take my game to the next level, that I was going to have to work on things that he was comfortable with, throwing the big ends and catching the timing route, something that he has really flourished doing throughout his career. And he's forced me to become a better player, and he still pushes me.
Now, we played you guys this year. We're the flagship station of the Texans. We played you this year. Didn't fare as well as we wanted to. You're one of the best in the game, but we feel we might have the best in the game. And Andre Johnson, one of the best receivers in football. Talk a little bit about Andre.
Well, Andre's special. He's such a special talent. And every time I watch him, the guy is just making play after play after play. And, the thing that really stands out about him is that, he does it with such a quiet nature. I mean, he goes out about his business, doesn't do a lot of trash talking, just puts up monster years back-to-back, 1,500-yard receiving yard. I mean, that's amazing.
Now, Dante Robinson is a guy that might be re-signed, might not. Some people in Houston are fans, some aren't. Did Dante check you in that ball game?
Yeah, he followed me all around for most of the game.
If you were the Texans, would you bring back Dante Robinson?
Yeah, I think there's a shortage of high lockdown corners in the game. So whenever you have an opportunity to lock one down and keep one in house, you need to do it. Because when you don't have one, you don't really appreciate it until they're gone. And I think that they need to definitely make the move to keep him. He's a really good player.
Larry Fitzgerald, my guest. Does he have that reputation around the league as a guy that is a shutdown corner? Do receivers fear Dante Robinson?
I don't know if a receiver would ever say they feared any cornerback.
Yeah.
That's just not in our mentality. But he's definitely well respected, and one that you definitely have to go out there and have your best performances against.
Now, we've talked with some players out here, and they talk about what they do for fun. Lynn Swann, one of the best in the game all time, was talking about how he loves to bowl in his spare time. A lot of players love to bowl. What do you do for fun? What does Larry Fitzgerald do to kill time?
I like to travel. I really enjoy traveling abroad. It's something I'm very passionate about, and I think that's my kind of cure for all in terms of getting my batteries recharged for the next season.
Favorite destination? Where do you go?
I've been all over the place. I really enjoyed, I like South America. I had a good time in Australia. I'm going to Asia here on Monday for about a month, so I'm looking forward to that experience.
Okay, PlayStation, Xbox, you play any of that?
I'm a bit of a PlayStation 3 guy, but I don't play that much.
Now, Ocho Cinco came over here earlier, talked about playing a little PS3, talked about talking trash with young gamers on the internet. You ever get into a battle with an 11-year-old kid on the internet playing Madden?
No, I can honestly say that's never happened before.
So you are going to be now you're here because of the University of Phoenix, the Finish Strong Scholarship Program. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm going back to school to finish my degree at the University of Phoenix, something that I definitely need, and I'm anxious to get back. But giving 16 scholarships away on Sunday before the Super Bowl, and people have been writing essays every week for me and Jim Gray, and you know, we're anxious to get those scholarships away to some very deserving people.
And you're going to be part of the Westwood One pregame show, correct?
I will be with me and Jim Gray.
All right, on Super Bowl Sunday. So before we let you go, you talk about the Texans. You played them this year. We want hope. You're a guy that's been to the Super Bowl as a 9-7 team. We were 9-7 this year. We want to believe that something good's going to happen. Do you think the Texans are that close to being that team, maybe getting there?
They should have made it last year. I mean, a couple field goals away from being a 10-6 football team, to be honest with you, or even 11-5 football team. I think it's positive signs. They re-signed Coach Kubiak to a 3-year extension. That's huge. Hopefully they take care of Dre here, and you know, they're moving in the right direction to get Owen Daniels back again next year. So, I mean, they have the pieces.
Matt Schaub's our quarterback, and you know this. We talked with Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann said this is the guy that's a budding star. He's the next big thing. Do you see that? Do you think Schaub could get up there to the Manning, Brady type level, Kurt Warner level?
Well, I definitely see all the characteristics of a fantastic player. I remember we played him my last game in college. We actually played the same game at University of Virginia. We played against him in the Continental Tire Bowl, and I saw the player that he was at that time. So I always knew that he was going to be a special player.
All right, so we were talking about the University of Phoenix, and before we let you go, where can they find out more information about all that?
Phoenix.edu.
All right, he's Larry Fitzgerald, one of the most dominant players in the game, 4-time Pro Bowler. Larry, we certainly appreciate the time, and just thank you so much, and
thank
have a great
Josh.
Week.
Appreciate it.
You bet, man.
Thanks.